Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, a French woman woke up from a 3-week coma believing that she'd raised kids for 7 years in an alternate reality, and now needs therapy to deal with the guilt. Maybe she did because we don't fully know how consciousness works. I've dreamt of alternate futures where I had kids with certain women I met and was either dating or could have been in a relationship with them. But do I feel guilt for those unborn kids? No, because they were ungrateful, underachieving idiots. Up next, 78% of men report that being respected is more important than being loved. True, because respect equals love for men. The moment she stops respecting you is the moment the relationship is over. For women, on the other hand, a guy might not have any respect for her, but if he loves her, that's the most important thing for her. Respect can also be so powerful that a man will survive on one compliment alone for many decades. Ladies, if you don't respect a man, at least pretend like you do. Number three, looks like even the weather is welcoming the Jeets and Mohammeds in England, with record-breaking springtime temperatures of 35 degrees Celsius. Maybe it's karma for the English controlling India or something. Not only are the weather and government welcoming, but so is the king. Maybe white folks are increasingly too entitled to breed and work, and that's why the replacements are being brought in. What do you guys think? Is that a possibility? Moving on, I love the original Star Wars trilogy and wore out my old VHS tapes, but I hated that they put young Anakin in at the end of 2004. The guy redeemed himself as an old man and not as a young Padawan. What's next? Are they going to replace Sir Alec Guinness with Ewan McGregor? The only film in the prequel I liked was actually The Revenge of the Sith. Everything else was either too cartoony or made for kids. I wish George Lucas had made those films darker. Number 5, this is how you cast the remake 40 years later. And remember that this is how you lose $250 million as well. Just because you cast Ellen Page in Inception doesn't mean that you need to cast Elliot Page in your Greek Odyssey film. Maybe it won't be that bad. Yeah, right. You know what? Henry Cavill probably would have made a great Achilles as well. Up next, for those of you that don't know how insanely inflated the real estate market in Toronto is, here's a story about a company coming in to save the day by buying $30 million worth of unsold condos. And they're just getting started. But this is only 50 units and like a mouse fart in a tornado, because there are 30,000 units coming on stream this year and another 22,000 next year. And the population is shrinking. This is a recipe for financial disaster. Number 7, this woman was fired after her employers discovered that she was working 3 remote jobs at the same time, and was a top 10 producer in all of them. Why is this not allowed? Companies could save so much more money. It just shows how little most people actually do at their jobs. Stuff like this, if it got unpunished, would actually cost a lot of jobs. The people firing her are probably doing it to protect their own positions and those of their work buddies. Moving on, why is this the difference between a loveless arranged marriage in India and a love-filled one that was never arranged? Because their families want them to suffer the way that they did, having to be with someone they didn't find attractive. Misery loves company. But when a couple marries for love, it just reminds them of the time they wasted in their own lives and how miserable they are. Ironically, regardless of if you marry because it's arranged or for love, in the long run, you'll still be unhappy. Number 9, remember that if you've only got $100 to your name, you're only 32 hands of blackjack away from Elon Musk. Yes, but the person constructing this did a poor job, because he didn't take table limits into consideration. Well, also, what casino would let you play a multi-billion dollar blackjack hand? Also, the odds of winning 32 hands of blackjack in a row are 1 in 405 billion. The odds of winning the Powerball are only 1 in 292 million. Your best odds are inventing a new piece of technology like a sex bot. Then you'll surpass Elon Musk. Up next, going back to the theme of the Odyssey film, some people say that if they hired Chris Pratt as Achilles and Sydney Sweeney as Helen of Troy, the film studios would have made a gazillion times more money. True, but woke people don't care about rational things like making a profit. It doesn't matter that Sydney Sweeney can't act and has a monotone voice. All that matters is what's above her ribcage. Who knows, maybe the Odyssey will be a surprise hit. Number 11, when does this level of entitlement end? When do single mothers of 6 kids think that making up stupid rules like not kissing a guy until the 5th date will work for them? She also disrespects men before even meeting them by saying a guy needs to be able to work on cars. Because after all, what else would he actually be good for? Also, what man would date a pregnant woman? This isn't hoflation. This is hyperhoflation, and it's only getting worse. Moving on, are people losing their minds thinking that women like this are the new celebrity crushes? No. That part about them looking genuinely nice hits the mark. They look approachable and smile, and men enjoy seeing women happy, so why not have a crush on them even though they're still strangely dyeing their hair and one of them has a septum ring? That part about having life in their eyes is also important. It just means they probably have a somewhat low body count. And they're also thin, and girls like this are actually pretty common in the 90s and 2000s. Number 13 LA Mayor Karen Bass wants taxpayers to pay for dental care for homeless drug addicts. Sure, but maybe you should give them some generic dentures and send them on their way instead. What's next? Golden needles and lifetime supplies for addicts too. Marxists like her just want to crash the economy until it creates a revolution. But that only works if you have the workers on your side, and today's left only tends to get the support of useless government workers and bureaucrats. Up next, boomers are delusional thinking they can get 2022 prices for their properties in 2026, as there are now 2 million sellers for every 1.3 million buyers. In the end, the money printers will get started and will get that money, but it won't be worth as much as it used to. Young people can't afford to get mortgages and qualify for them even if their parents give them a 10% down payment anymore. I used to want a house and could pay cash for one in Toronto, but I'd rather watch the boomers burn and squirm. Number 15, this guy says, you know, the economy is messed up when scammers went from telling people they won the lottery or even getting an inheritance from a Nigerian prince to scamming you with $18 an hour remote jobs. It's worse than that. When I tried to sell my car, they tried to scam me by getting me to buy fake car history reports, or more recently, with regards to fake copyright scams. And you know, it's probably the broke elderly getting scammed for these sorts of things. Just apply here, but it'll cost you $50 to process your application. Moving on, I can fix her, but I won't because she's perfect. Jessica here was arrested trying to ride a shopping cart down I-95 with a sail made from a shower curtain. She sailed that shopping cart straight into my heart. Meanwhile, illegal Indians wearing flip-flops in a semi-truck will decapitate a whole family and walk away free. Gas prices are about to spike after June and July, and we better get ready to see a lot of crazy stuff like this coming soon. Number 17, here's the difference between how men and women shop. Men are efficient because if they weren't in the past, they would have wasted all that energy and it would have cost the tribe their lives. Women, on the other hand, generally wasted time and energy throughout history because they didn't have to be as efficient as possible gathering calories for that tribe. It's not like low-energy density berries were going to get away from them or something. Not only do women take forever shopping, but they also buy a ton of stuff that they don't need. Up next, the first generation of Only Fools creators are retiring, and they're begging you to forget they ever existed. Looks like life when everyone has seen a picture of your poop shoot, and without being able to get commitment from a Chad is unbearable. I'm so tired of this. Women refusing to take accountability for their actions because they never would have foreseen the consequences of those actions. They should be happy they made money. Soon there won't be any more OF models once AI replaces them. Number 19, imagine going back in time to the 80s and telling people that alcohol consumption would collapse by 50% for teenagers 45 years later. They wouldn't believe you. Also imagine simultaneously explaining to them that harder drugs would be legal and that major cities would have safe injection sites. Plus that no one could afford to drink overpriced watered-down drinks that poison you and give you just enough brain damage so you can deal with the anxiety of socializing. Moving on, this glamorous prison warden was busted for a fling with an inmate in the United Kingdom. They're banging students, prisoners, their own stepsons, and even four-legged fur babies, yet they claim that men are more obsessed with sex than they are. As far as I'm concerned, that rose ring says it all. Poor judgment. As the rational male has always pointed out, all hubristophiles are women. She looks too young to be hired as a warden. Whatever happened to guys having the job that looked like they were out of Shawshank Redemption? Number 21, the AI data center build-out is getting out of control, with 50,000 residents of Lake Tahoe no longer being able to use their main power source as of May 2027. It looks like governments and corporations have decided that it's either artificial general intelligence or bust. Tahoe is a place filled with the rich. Maybe once the rich get angry with the super rich running AI companies, something might finally get done. I'm guessing they'll just buy power from an outside jurisdiction. Up next, is your girl thick or just suffering from lumbar disorder? I don't know about you, but I still prefer the duck-shaped gal on the right. I bet this isn't even a thing and it's the same woman with and without high heels. I prefer a woman with curves, and the one on the left looks like she's got the body of an ironing board. But the most important part, regardless of her body, is her face, what it looks like. If I don't like a woman's face, then the rest of her can go to hell. Number 23, a guy was sentenced for 6 years for distributing meth pills shaped like Super Mario. That's definitely methed up. Ironically, he probably would have gone away for much longer if he sold regular shaped pills. I can just hear Mario saying, "Let it go to prison." Maybe when he gets out and tries to do it again, he might try doing it with mushrooms instead. Then again, he'll probably get into even bigger trouble. No pun intended. Moving on, Dunkin' Donuts is moving to Canada and promising to hire only heritage Canadians, and Sing Hortons is worried. Because now they have to do the same thing, as well as stopping to hire those Jeets. I doubt the Dunkin' Donuts would be re-entering the Canadian market unless they know that they have this ace up their sleeve. The Canadians are tired of being served hepatitis and watching the quality of their beloved coffee franchise crash. Let's see if they can find enough actual Canadians to hire. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to women? This is probably men's fault somehow. Actually, it is. Chads prefer women with heavier makeup who are often bimbos. So that's why the look on the right has been so idealized in recent years. That's what the studies say. The woman on the left was more natural-looking ideal back when women trended to pair bond for life. If the one on the right talks too much, don't give her any lip because it looks like she's had enough. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.